Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jason?
This is Jason.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work? Sorry?
I said okay.
Okay, thank you. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you probably vote? Probably not vote, definitely vote, or chances are 50-50?
Definitely vote.
Okay, great. Can you tell me what's your age, just for statistical purposes?
47.
Thank you so much. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
I'm white.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'll let you rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or the organization I mentioned, please also let me know. Here's the first one. Opinion about public charter school from 0 to 100?
65.
Thank you. What about your local school board?
80.
Thank you. Critical race theory or CRT?
I don't know what that is.
All right. The American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
I'm not familiar enough with it. 50, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Public school teachers from 0 to 100?
80.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
20.
Public schools in general?
80.
Donald Trump?
30.
And Black Lives Matters or BLM?
100.
Thank you. All right, now, let me move on. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? So I will please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means public school prepared them very well. 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, and 0 means that public school do not prepare students at all regarding the topic I will read. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. So, compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market from 0 to 10. How well do you think they are prepared for that?
6.
Thank you. Develop social skills?
8.
You said 10? Eight, I'm sorry. Next one is understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
Eight also.
Eight, thank you. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
Four.
You be ready for higher education like college.
Be ready for, is that what you said?
Yeah, be ready for, correct.
Seven.
Thank you. And develop critical thinking skills.
Six.
Thank you. All right, let me move on to the next one. Appreciate your time again here. So would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Never enough.
Thank you. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
All right. Now, as you may have heard, or as you told me you haven't, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public school, it's being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? You can tell me you strongly agree or disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree.
I disagree.
Disagree. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Again, a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little. Okay, thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following. You can tell me you strongly agree or disagree, or somewhat agree or somewhat disagree. This is the first one. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. So what's your level of agreement in that statement?
Agree. Strongly agree.
All right. Next one is teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. What's your level of agreement?
Somewhat agree.
All right. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Level of agreement?
Strongly agree.
All right. Thanks so much. Moving on. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. This is the first one. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose, and how much?
Support. Strongly support.
Thank you. Next one, increasing teacher pay. Same options.
Strongly support.
Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. We are right now at 70% of the survey. That means that we're almost done, okay? Appreciate your time again. So some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public school. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum? And again, you can tell me strongly or somewhat.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5, it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number again from 0 to 10. Here's the first.
Okay.
History teachers, have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and where we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. So from 0 to 10, how convincing is that argument?
9.
Thank you so much. Now, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critical with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? Schools is the perfect place to have conversation about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the last one is, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of colors, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply under-democratic and anti-American push to censor books. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. All right. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. This is the first one. Again, you can tell me strongly or somewhat, agree or disagree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. What's your level of agreement?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And next one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Moving on. So switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes and we're done. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
All right. Thank you. Which one of the following best describe your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you say that you are a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or a homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
All right. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. Would you say that you are very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, more or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
All right. Now, for each of the following description I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Does this apply to you again? So, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you or somebody in the house?
Yes, to me.
Okay. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No, nobody in the house.
Nobody? Okay. And last question, how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
All right. Well, like I said, that was actually the last question. I really appreciate your time here and hope you have a great day.
You bet.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.
Take care. Bye.